Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show with Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Today is National Singles Day.
Celebrate the single life and to recognize all that singles contribute to society.
You're single.
That's right.
National Singles Day.
Are you single?
Single.
Single life makes me sick.
It's National Singles Day.
Why are you single?
I really enjoy my freedom, so.
Well, that sounds a bit lonely.
That sounds awfully lonely.
No, I love it.
Single. How are you still single?
That day for me is every day.
It's showtime.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our executive producer, Morty, waking you up. Show number, and I got a little off track, I guess. I think it's show number 2353.
Okay.
I don't know how I skipped over to like 2400.
For several shows? Okay, well, you know, Mike, we get ahead of ourselves. We're busy, busy, busy people, on the go, all the time.
Evidently. I have no idea. No, it's 2351.
There we go.
All right, now we're back on track.
Here. Okay.
6:07 Thursday morning, and is it today the first day of fall?
It is, but not for a few hours. You still have summer. You know what? Exactly 12 hours. You have summer for. So
all right,
it's actually at 6:09 this evening for
us. A little bit later on this afternoon.
So enjoy the last day, the last hours of summer. How about that?
Lay by the pool and slap on the oil. And
yes, enjoy it.
Soak it in.
Singles Day, man.
Woo-hoo!
Enjoy it out there.
All the fun things you can do as a single here in Las Vegas.
Yes. Yeah, love yourself, people. Love yourself. Do it a couple times a week at least. Love yourself. How about that?
Yes. Sunshine today, going to be nice like it was yesterday. A little breeze. Hopefully not as windy as it got yesterday in some parts of the valley. High in the mid to upper 80s. But then they say, what is it, low 100s by next week.
Yeah.
Now it's fall.
Actually, I think, it's going to get warm, man, by like the weekend. Sunday, Monday.
Hey, we'll take it.
Crazy.
I'm sorry. I don't know what's going on with me.
I don't know either.
High in the mid 90s.
Yeah.
I have no idea
what I'm
looking at.
How about that?
So, get that straight.
You know what? It's okay. It's all right. Maybe your calendar's showing all last week's stuff.
Hey, just catching up. About 71 now. Let's find out a few things we think you should know.
I get all my news from the radio.
There are just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Building to big news
on 96.3
KKLZ.
Well, this is interesting. Apparently, you're going to have to be a little more careful driving today. It is the first day of fall. You know, a little later, yes, but the sun rises and sets exactly east to west today, precisely. So, again, if you're heading generally to the west side, you know, later in the day, you got to be real careful, and especially today, because it's just perfect. You know what? If you're heading east this morning, be careful, because it's directly to the east. So,
and you know what? Carla, that might work out, because a lot of times, how many people have run into this when you put the visor down?
Yeah.
The sun is always off just that much to where it doesn't help.
Yeah, especially if you're short. No kidding.
And then you have to move over a little bit.
Yes.
In the driver's seat.
And you have to sit up like really high.
So the sun, so that shade, visor will actually do what it's supposed to do.
Right. I was always envious of the people who had the other one, that where there was a piece you could flip down as well.
Like the extender.
Yeah, where do you get that? Oh, my God.
You flip it down, or there was one that you pulled out.
Yeah, so cool. I don't know why I didn't get that with my fancy Honda, but whatever. Next time, I'll buy the next
Would you
model.
Like the fancy visor?
I know. I wanted the fancy. That was not an option.
That's $500 extra.
Oh, Lord. Whatever. Hey, listen to this job. Man, tell you, I'm thinking long and hard about this. Yogurt company, Siggy's, I'm sure you've seen it out there. They're going to pay someone $50,000 to move to Iceland for a, quote, simpler life. And with this job, you have to share your experiences working with their new 4-day work week that was just implemented in Iceland and a lot of other countries, as a matter of fact.
Oh.
It's a social media content creator. Now, it's easier than that, though, because you're living it. So you don't have to do it specifically for that. You're living it. You're writing on your experiences, their food, their culture, things like that.
Could you actually really do that?
Yeah, I could do that.
Move to Iceland.
Yes, because I know people who were there, stationed there. I have a cousin who was stationed there. He's like, I would move there in a heartbeat.
Really?
Way
not knowing
warmer.
Anybody there.
Yeah, I would. Way warmer than Greenland, by the way. There's a little known fact.
Yes. Those people wondering.
And it looks beautiful. Mm-hmm. I really would. To apply for it, you got to have a passport, valid passport.
You got that.
Strong writing skills.
You got
I don't know,
that.
They're okay. Passion for photography. I'd grab that. And an adaptable nature. I think I have that. And a desire to live a simpler life. Man.
Boy, check and double check.
I know it, man. And check this out. Just in time, Google developing a new button for Gmail users that allows them to opt out of political emails. It's an unsubscribe button, and it's being tested just ahead of these midterms. So it may indeed be available here in the next week or two.
Wow.
So you can just opt out of any political emails that you just don't want, which are pretty much most of them,
yeah.
I'm sure.
Thank you, Google.
Yes, exactly. That's a really good thing. It is indeed Thursday. We're almost there, people. A few things you should know.
You had mentioned it's yogurt day or something about yogurt.
Well, I mentioned that they're the ones offering the job in Iceland.
That's what it is.
But it's,
okay.
It's ice cream day.
Ice cream! The ice cream man is coming! Ma! Hold out the money! The ice cream man is coming! Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you. You get your ice cream. I get my ice cream. And I didn't eat it. I sang for a little while.
I had some ice cream.
No, it'd be one kid on the side didn't get no ice cream, and kids don't care. They go,
you don't have no ice cream. You didn't get none. You didn't get none. Because you are on the welfare. And you can't afford it. You can't afford it.
Other kids join in.
You can't afford it. You can't afford it. And his father is an alcoholic. You want some ice cream. He wants to eat some of my ice cream, but want to lick. Psych. You want some ice cream. You want some ice cream.
That, of course, Eddie Murphy with one of the most
hilarious.
funniest comedy bits ever. Didn't he tell Jerry Seinfeld that had to be one of his best?
He says that's the best bit that he ever wrote. Yes, he told him that. If you watch Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee on his episode, he said that. Yeah.
And that was when Eddie Murphy was just breaking out in stand-up comedy.
Yes,
right?
That guy. Oh, man.
Had the red Michael Jackson suit on.
Like 35 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, that was such a funny special.
So National Ice Cream Day today. Where do you go for your best ice cream here in Vegas?
I mean,
last day of summer, first day of fall coming up later today.
I got to think about that because I haven't gone for ice cream in a while. Well, last time I went was next door, that Brewster's.
Oh.
That place is great. I don't know what they do.
They brought by some ice cream.
They did.
I wonder if they're going to do that today.
Yeah, I went one day after work, though, and I had to get some.
It was awesome.
Oh, the banana pudding. Holy moly.
If you want ice cream, where do you go?
Yeah.
Here in Vegas.
Yes.
Put together our top five right now. I have a couple of ice cream songs.
Okay, cool.
I want to play. Cool. It's kind of like a battle of the bands. Pump or dump, stash or trash, one of those things. So
all
I'll play one.
Okay.
Then I'll play the other song. You tell us which one is the better cream song.
These are not me, by the way, singing on.
No. All right, so we'll do that next. National Ice Cream Day today. Where are people going, Carla, for good ice cream?
Well, first of all, Wayne said I used to go to 31 Flavors, and then I found out they really only have 15 flavors. Now it's DQ. Well, they only have one, though, Wayne. So I don't know.
Hmm.
But okay, sure. Why not? Another one of our listeners said, hey, I tried that Brewster's next to you guys. That is really good. It's creamier than most ice creams that I have tried. Now, Jadeen, I have to try this. She said, my favorite place is Sorry Not Sorry. I'm lactose intolerant, but not for them. I just looked them up. Oh, my Lord.
Sorry,
flavors.
But not sorry?
Sorry, not sorry. That's an
sorry,
expression.
Sorry, not sorry.
Sorry,
no,
not
I get
sorry.
That, but that's the name of the place?
Yeah, sorry, not sorry. Yeah, it's right up the way on West Flamingo, just up the way.
What about you, Lego Sean?
Hey, just down the road from you guys, CJ's.
Yeah, that's right.
That
that's
one.
Right in back of my house.
Isn't that the Italian, isn't that the custard place?
That's not far from you, Mike.
So see, we got it on both ends.
They got ice cream, but their custard is to die for.
Yeah, good stuff. Jackie, where do you go for good ice cream?
I stay with the tried and true. It's what I was bred on, the Dairy Queen.
Ah, the soft serve.
I know. And the Swoop and the Dilly Bars and the Mr. Misty Breeze and the Peanut Buster Parfait. Are you kidding me?
Here's the deal. With vanilla soft serve, throw anything in there.
Yeah.
Because it'll swirl around nicely. Yes.
And if you can find a little pimply kid to do that, that's that little loop
on
the top.
Yeah, do a little swirl on the top. Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy.
That's one of the things that they're famous for now is the Blizzard. We throw all the crap in with the soft serve and put it on the blender.
Yeah.
And then hold it upside down so it's thick.
Jackie, have a good day.
You guys do the same.
All right, I have a couple of ice cream songs. All right?
Okay.
All right, here's the first one.
Everybody wants that ice cream cone. Now you can eat it from the sides. You can eat it.
There you go.
Is that Shania?
I don't know.
Shania or Miranda Lambert? Who was that?
And of course, I think this would have to be the all-time favorite ice cream song.
Dedicate one to the lady. Sometimes a babe needs something to keep you cool.
I don't think it's about ice cream, though.
Yeah.
Sometimes a babe needs something to keep you cool.
I like the song, though.
Better look out now, though. Dave's got something for you. Tell you what it is. I'm your ice cream man. Stop me when I'm passing by. Oh, my, I'm your ice cream man. Stop me when I'm passing by.
I don't think that's ice cream.
She know
all my flavors guaranteed to satisfy. Hold on a second. I got to put my banana Dixie cups. All flavors and push-ups to I'm your ice cream man.
Yeah, I bet. So there you go. National Ice Cream Day today. So.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Enjoy. What's the last thing you accidentally stole that you ripped off from a store? Accidentally, of course. What did you do, Carla? Tell everybody.
I stole a lemon. I just know I got home. It was like, okay, whatever. And for some reason, it hit me. It's like, I wonder, did I pay for that? Because, you know, you have to put it on and you have to put the number in or you have to weigh it, you know. And I didn't pay for it. It was like 69 cents.
Did you go back? Did you take it back to the store and say, hey, listen, I'm going to come clean?
No, because I spent like 60 bucks and I thought, well, you know what? That's a 1% of what I spent.
That's your bonus.
No, and I was embarrassed. Hi, listen, I still, you know what? If it was something else, maybe.
Right.
I didn't really want to walk into with a lemon. Hi. I think I took
in a big bag,
this.
You know, one of those big.
Here's all my stuff. But I think I took this lemon. It's not on my receipt. I felt like an idiot.
What's the one thing that you stole accidentally?
Yes, did you take something? Everybody, I think, has in some way.
Jeff, what about you? Have you ever done that?
You know what? Little angel that I am, I can't think that I did. But if it did happen, I didn't know about it.
Oh, yeah, that's because it was accidental. Hello?
That's how accidental it was.
Wow, where did that candy bar come from in the backpack? That's weird.
Yeah.
I love that way of thinking.
I was at Sam's Club yesterday and doing the self-checkout. I'm thinking, well, how many people skip an item or two? But, that's one of those things that, I don't know, that I feel good about, I guess, now that you say it.
Yeah, I mean, if you think, like, you had said, like, the, what was it?
A lemon.
You know, you put a lemon accidentally, it's like 69 cents. You said, what's it going to cost Sam's Club?
I know. And I don't even know how I did it.
And I get it. One lemon doesn't bring down the company, but they always say if everybody did that.
I know. Well, luckily, it was just me.
Or you get home and you have that lemon and that cucumber. I go, where did this 55-inch TV come from?
Yes, that's right.
Just asking, what's the last thing you accidentally stole from a store? Sam's on the phone. Sam, have you done it?
Yes, I was in Hawaii on Oahu, and I was at this ABC store. And, you know, it's getting souvenirs and stuff. Well, my hands were full. And so I took this hat, and I put it on my head so I can pay for it so I can take cashier.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I paid for everything at the cashier, forgot to take the hat off my head and pay for it. And when I got to the hotel room, I realized, oh, my God, I told my wife, oh, my God, you didn't pay for the hat.
Oh.
Nobody noticed the tag behind the counter?
That's awesome.
Nope, not even a cashier. She didn't even say nothing. I just walked out with a stupid hat on my head.
That's
funny. It was
funny.
A hat like Gilligan on Gilligan's Island.
Did you go back and pay for it?
No.
Nobody goes back.
They probably saw you leaving in that Trucker Sam and said, no, it's the one with all the islands on it. Don't.
Those are the ones we're trying to get rid of.
Let him go.
I felt bad, but I didn't go back.
Yeah, we all feel bad, but nobody goes back.
That's great. Love it. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
If you want to dial in 702-739-9636, text in, same number, and people are texting in.
This is another one, and I'll bet a lot of people have done this. Katie said, I accidentally stole 3 small cans of cat food. They were in the bottom of the cart, you know, and I scanned everything, self-checkout, and I didn't see them. You start loading your stuff back in, didn't see them. I didn't return them. It was an honest mistake. Let's face it, though. I was not trained to be a cashier at Target, so mistakes are going to be made. Michael said, in 2013, I accidentally paid half a cart of groceries, but not the whole thing. I looked at the receipt. It didn't look right. Looked at my wallet. Looked at the receipt. Said to myself, uh-oh. I wasn't paying attention, and I was going to be late getting ready for work. It was 2 days after I went shopping. I noticed it on my day off. Mike. Listen to this. Greg says, it was no accident. My father-in-law had a project we were doing in his garage. Ran out of nails for a nail gun. Went to the local Ace Hardware store. Found the nails. He shoved 2 packs down his pants.
What?
Handed me 2 packs and said, here, shove them down your pants. I was young. Apparently, I married into a crime family and didn't even know it. I hadn't known my wife's father very long at all. It was very weird. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
what do you
weird.
Say to your father-in-law?
He's my father-in-law.
I'm not going to shove these nails down my pants.
And they're nails. What if they open up?
That's yeah. the other thing. They are nails.
Yeah, guess who's not getting grandchildren? So,
All right, our friend Big Mike's on the phone. Big Mike, be honest.
A little embarrassing, but I actually got stopped on the way out, and I was in one of those, you know, electric wheelchairs because my knee was injured, and I didn't do it on purpose, and this may not make it to air, but it was a bottle. Oh, God. It was a bottle of Astroglide. And it's not even that I got home and realized I got stopped on the way out. And the lady said, did you forget to scan that?
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm going to steal it. Those go-kart things go about 2 miles an hour. Where was I going with that?
Where were you going with that? Is right, baby. Good for you.
Have a good day, Big Mike.
Thanks, Big Mike.
Just amazed at how many people just said, you know what? Not my fault.
Nope. No, they didn't ring it up. No, that's what happened.
What's the last thing you accidentally stole from a store?
Oh, my goodness. One of our listeners, still smoking, said I went to the gas station, asked for 6 packs of cigarettes. The coupon guy was there. The cashier rang up my cigarettes, $6 each. I put the coupon in. My total is $4.65.
What?
Yeah. For 6 packs of cigarettes, he said, I paid and I ran for the door. Janet says, see, this is what I'm talking about. She said, a case of water. Earlier this month, I was in the, I was checking out, you know, did self-checkout, all done. Took the basket, walked out. When I got to the car, I thought, oh, crap. there's the water at the bottom. I didn't pay for it. Now, she doesn't go on with this. So I don't know if she ended up paying for it or just unloading it. Oh, now, if you think about it, what is a case of water? Depending, you know, $5, $6 if it's on sale, you know. But still, I know it's like, oopsie.
Yeah.
Oopsie. I'll bet that happens a lot, that bottom of the cart thing. Say, yeah.
And a lot of times people forget that they even put anything
that's
down
it.
There
that's
and they,
what
and they
heard.
Load the car.
Yeah.
And they go, where's the water at?
I know it.
Crap.
I didn't pay for okay, well.
All right, Sharon's on the phone. One more call. Sharon, what's your story?
Well, technically it's not my fault.
Well, of course, it never is.
No, hello.
Well, it was a circular saw.
What?
Okay, circular saw?
So we're not talking like a pack of gum or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, or a lemon.
No, but technically it's not my fault.
Oh, of course.
She was down there, and she was using that little scanner, and she scanned stuff. I didn't realize that she did not scan the circular saw until I got all the way home. But I figured, well, that was her mistake, so.
That is their fault.
So you just never took it back?
No.
No, Christmas came early with the circular saw.
Hey, she scanned all the wood, so I paid for the wood.
Yeah, you know what? Make them something nice.
I love how everybody tries to justify it.
I know. Yeah. Well, they didn't ring it up, yeah. So it wasn't stealing. They gave it to me.
Happy birthday to me.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, girl,
but
thanks for being.
Don't ever go back to that store again.
Right?
Well, no,
right?
They'll recognize you.
Thank you for being honest with us.
Well, hopefully they don't know.
It's amazing. The only thing I think, and we talked about this a while ago, when gas was at that time kind of high.
Right.
They had it. They made a mistake. 30 cents a gallon.
Oh, yeah.
Let's fill up and then tell them about it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Right?
Plenty of sunshine today as we enter into fall. A little bit later on, technically, officially, it'll be fall
yes,
later this afternoon.
That's right.
Highs in the mid to upper 90s today, tomorrow, over the weekend, or next week, like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Low 100s.
It's fall.
As the leaves on the palm trees turn colors and stuff, and it's all very beautiful. So that's what we get.
Oh, man.
That's what we get here.
Wow.
So it's going to be a nice day. Hopefully not as windy as it was yesterday. Kind of got a little breezy. 73 now. Let's get Carla's take on some entertainment news.
Okay, we're back.
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Now we got the air to bring you essential news.
It's time for Carla's take on 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, back in 2012, you know, this whole Adam Levine thing has kind of blown up. He did an interview with Details magazine, and he said he was promiscuous. He said there's two kinds of men. There are men who are misogynist pigs, and then there are men who just really love women. They think they're the most amazing people in the world. That's me. Maybe that's the reason I'm promiscuous, or I was. I wanted to sleep with a lot of them because I love women so much. Well, there you go. I didn't steal it. They gave it to me. Yeah. I didn't steal it. The circular saw. Well, okay.
Ladies, how would that go over with you if that were your husband?
I know. I love women. That's why I sleep with a lot of them. Hello.
Or I wanted to sleep with a lot. It's not like
he
did.
He
did. Oh, he did. Oh,
back
I see.
In the day, he did. Yeah, before he was married. Yeah.
Okay, well, before he was married.
Right, well, exactly. Yeah. Brad Pitt launching a new skincare line that contains antioxidants made with the grapes from his winery that, of course, he and Angelina Jolie, I think, are still fighting over. He says he was inspired by Gwyneth Paltrow and her Goop empire. Goop. Season 43. I'm only mentioning this because I cannot believe they have done this many seasons. Now, they can do 2 a year, certainly. Survivor. Season 43 kicked off last night. I know. Remember that first season, our friend Sue Hawks? Sue Hawks was on. Oh, my gosh.
Remember how groundbreaking was the first season, the first episode?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to put these people on an island?
They're in the middle of nowhere?
Oh, my God.
Okay, this is cool.
Huge.
And now they give them, they do even more and give them even less to work with. But season 43.
Wow.
Wow is right. The hunt is on for the next James Bond. And they say applicants, you know, any of the actors that want to do this, you're going to want to prepare for a 10 to 12 year commitment. You figure that's about how long now it seems that they will, you know, do those movies and then they move on to another James Bond. So
I wish they would look for
someone unknown
with a dad bod.
Yeah, you know, that'll go over.
Kind of average looking.
Yeah, the women will flock to see that. Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying.
Yes, I know. I know. Yeah, let's get Kevin James. He'll
there you
it.
Go.
Yeah. Get Kevin James to it. It's fine. Yeah, Adam Sandler. There, he can use a British. He can do a British accent, right? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, please don't. No, thank you, though.
Now, that let would, us have our, I would go see that.
Yeah, yeah, let us have our yeah, I know. Just like I'm sure you guys wouldn't mind if the Bond girl had a, you know, a mom bod, would you? Yeah.
That'd be kind of hot, too.
Tootling along as they're trying to hop in the Aston Martin, and they can't, and they're huffing and puffing.
She's all red.
What's my blood oxygen level? I can't get in this thing. Open the door. I can't hop in. Oh, man. Ooh, hold on. I got to take a knee. Okay, I'm good.
I have to take a knee. With that one-piece 50s right. bathing
yes,
suit.
That's right.
With the pointy.
Yes, yes, the pointy top. Check this out. I do love this. Eddie Murphy is literally getting the whole band back together for Beverly Hills Cop, Axel Foley, including, and you're going to say, wow, they were in it? Yeah, Paul Reiser. He was in it. Bronson Pinchot, he's getting the whole gang back together as of now. I mean, like, everybody is going to be in this new one. I will watch
Paul Reiser was Paul his Reiser. Partner.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, 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 he was. Like, in the very beginning of the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there you go. And R.E.M., Losing My Religion, has hit 1 billion views on YouTube.
Whoa.
I know. That is my take, brought to you by Kane County Office of Tourism. How about a vacation in Kanab, Utah? Small town charm. Epic adventure.
Passengers on a flight to Hawaii were given a ukulele lesson thanks to Guitar Center.
I love
so,
this.
So, listen to the, you know, you hear about all this crap going on.
I know. I know.
Different various flights and stuff. This was kind of nice on Southwest Airlines. Listen to this.
The teacher and nurse are arranging on our left hand. And please stand on our first string. Once again, that's the string closest to your feet. One,
I know this sounds a little suspect, but and it's hard to hear, but...
Yeah, no, that's... they say that the whole flight, I guess it was, you know, a sponsored flight, if you will.
Mm-hmm. And they all learned how to play the song, Hello, Aloha, How Are You?
Yes, yeah.
Which is a big Hawaiian song.
Yes, so. It is, as a matter of fact. Do I have it up here?
They all had ukuleles. They were all handed out ukuleles from Guitar Center.
That's really cool, actually. I'm assuming they got to keep them.
You would think, right?
I hope they didn't have to collect those after. Excuse me. Pardon me.
They bring the big bag by, the big garbage bag by.
Load them up.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. I mean, considering what you've heard has happened on flights most recently. Look, and I got a ukulele.
Kimmy and peanuts.
All right, those tickets for Donny Osmond. New dates over at Harrah's. We have those to give away. And being Thursday, it's another segment of Thespian Opera Theater. All week long, or at least starting yesterday when we could announce and actually talk about it, Donny Osmond has added new dates to his run over at Harrah's. So you have a chance to win tickets for Donny Osmond, who actually used to work here for a while, had a syndicated show on our station a few years back. Good guy, calls in every once in a while.
Yes, he does.
So here you go. Being Thursday, it's another segment of Thespian Opera Theater.
What are you doing tonight?
You got no place to go.
Got to get out of the city.
Why don't you come along with me?
All right, if you can identify from those lyrics the name of that song, starting with caller number 9, you have tickets from the VIP Auto Center Prize Closet to see Donny Osmond. Here it is, one more time.
What are you doing tonight?
You got no place to go.
Got to get out of the city.
Why don't you come along with me?
There you you go. Identify the name of that song from those lyrics. Ninth caller, 702-739-9636. Good luck. Giving you a chance to win these tickets to go see our friend Donny Osmond over at Harrah's with another segment of Thespian Opera Theater.
What are you doing tonight?
You got no place to go.
Got to get out of the city.
Why don't you come along with me?
There you go. Now, from those lyrics, all you have to do is identify the title of the song.
Okay.
Looking for caller number 9. Debbie's on the phone. Debbie, can you do it?
I'm not sure, but I'm going to guess.
Go ahead.
Okay.
I think it's Down by the Lazy River.
Yes!
It is! Good guess, Debbie!
Yay!
Yay me!
Uh-huh.
Boy, oh boy, we have to post that video.
Oh my gosh, okay.
Because that's when the Osmonds were going through that rock phase.
Oh, man. Picking it. Lots of hair.
You got the tickets. Running new dates for Donny Osmond over at Harrah's for the VIP Auto Center Prize Closet. Hang on a line. We'll tell you how to pick them up. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Thank you very much. Yay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Well, we've talked about these stories before. Last month, a woman in Denver lost her engagement ring. Her fiancé gave her before he passed away a while back.
Oh, gosh.
She was devastated.
Yeah, I would be.
Luckily, some dude found it in the mud, and that's his name, Dude. That's his first name.
Dude found it in the mud?
Yeah, Dude Olgreen.
Okay.
Gave the ring back, refused an award, reward.
Oh, that's cool.
And he says he just hopes they can be lifelong friends now. So.
Oh, that's awesome. Dude. Okay.
Dude, what's your name? Dude.
You got it.
I don't know how this stuff starts, but evidently there's a lot of people have thought that, you know, who wear Crocs.
Mm-hmm.
If you were stranded in the woods or lost in the woods and stuff like that wearing Crocs, you could eat them and survive.
Okay.
And the answer is no, because they're made of non-toxic material. That's what people thought.
Right.
Well, this writer for Vice magazine looked into it. Short answer, no. Non-toxic doesn't mean you can eat it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean.
And even if you could digest it, it doesn't do anything for you.
Yeah, I was going to say, as kids, we found out you could, you know, sure, you could eat a lot of things, but you shouldn't. You know?
Come on, I made a mud cake.
Yeah, you shouldn't eat mud. You shouldn't eat leaves.
Sand.
Yeah.
Grass.
Swallow rings. Things like that. You shouldn't do that. We might have to revisit that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Put Crocs on the list.
I love it. Got a knife? Who's got a knife?
Yeah.
Trying to eat the strap. Chelsea Pescatelli is her name. She was rushed to the hospital during her wedding. It was at her reception. She fell 5 feet, broke her foot on the dance floor.
What?
They were doing the Jewish dance. I think her husband is Jewish. They were doing the aura up on the chairs. You know, and they throw you.
Oh, yeah.
They throw you. Well, her dress, she could feel it was sliding. It wasn't staying. And boom, went right down. What a fun bride, though. She said, don't you dare come with me. You stay here because everybody's going to want to leave if you leave to her new husband.
Yeah.
She went. They had to, you know, place her foot and fix it up and all that stuff. But memorable wedding, doing the aura, doing the horror. Oh, Chelsea Pescatelli. And in Kenya, Mike, a man with 15 wives and 107 children.
Wow.
He wants more kids.
Good.
Yeah, David. He says, I'm too smart for one woman, first of all.
Well, clearly.
Okay, Adam Levine. He supports his children and his wives by working as a traveling lecturer. He says all of... I know.
What?
You're a traveling lecturer? Are you a professor of some sort?
No, I just travel and lecture.
And I do lectures. He says all of his wives get along well, and there's no jealousy between them. So there better not be. There's 15 and 107 children.
Wow.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Guess what, Nick Cannon? To you. Huh? How about that? 107 children wants more. What a dad. It is Thursday.
What a dad. You're so dad.
You're such a dad. Your other news.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back.
Okay, we're back.
I'm ready.
96.3 KKLZ.
Tell me something good.
At the end of every show, a little bit of good news to hopefully start that workday off on an even more positive note. This is such a wonderful story. 12 years old, his name is Arch Pal of Dubuque, Iowa. He is selling his artwork to raise money for kids at St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. Now, Arch started painting when he was 8 years old. He sells all of his canvas work to raise money for kids. He's now 12. He said, originally, my first goal was raising $1,000 for St. Jude's, and everybody kind of doubted me because I was so young. But when I did raise $1,000, everyone was surprised. He has since, in 4 years, raised $15,000.
Wow.
Since he started selling his paintings back in 2018.
Nicely done.
I know. Good for him. Huh. Wow.
How old is he?
He's 12 now. He started when he was 8.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, a little
boy,
artist.
Imagine if you have one of those early paintings.
I know. You have an early Arch?
Yeah.
I know. Yes, exactly. Oh, I'll bet they will be worth something down the road.
If you have a feel-good story happening in your life, submit it through the M&C mailbag on our website, 96.3kklz.com. That about does it for us. Getting ready to kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon, sponsored by Portisubs. Get the taste you crave at your neighborhood sandwich shop. Portisubs, order online for pickup, curbside, or delivery, portasubs.com. That about does it for us. Wendy Rush coming in next. She'll have your next chance to put a grand in your hand at high noon. A new code word for you, so make sure you're listening for that. Otherwise, do have a great day. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com. Or on the free KKLZ app on the Apple or Google App Stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 on 96.3 KKLZ.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.